Iraqi Christians fear deadly attacks. The Roma face similar challenges all over the world. And One Ministry's fruit comes full circle. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service, Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq is a dangerous place for Christians, and it could get worse during the Advent season. More and more believers are seeking asylum in other countries. This is what the terrorists want, says Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton.
Radical Islamic elements, whether they're tied to Al-Qaeda or whether they're tied to some other radical Islamic group, they are trying to send a very clear message to Christians in Iraq. You are not safe. You should either become Muslims or you should leave the country.
Iraqi politicians are taking the situation more seriously and are starting to discuss the need to keep Christians safe.
There are some who are saying, wait a minute, the government has an obligation to its Christian citizens to provide some measure of protection, to provide some measure of safety for them. We need to pray that those calls will find sympathetic ears.
Pray for Christians as they want to be faithful to the gospel. Next, unwanted and marginalized. The Roma have become the target of governments across Europe. Wherever the Roma land, they find similar challenges of poverty, prejudice, and expulsion. The International Mission Board team in Romania has started two ministries with the Roma, one that disciples and one that evangelizes. They're seeing a big response to the gospel. You can be involved through praying for the Roma and finding other ways to help. Our website has more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Albania's Radio 7 station, created by Words of Hope, will now birth its own station. When the station began, communism had killed religion. But thanks in part to Radio 7, Lidi Young says the church has grown to around 11,000.
11,000 is far less than 1% of the total population, but still, it represents huge growth from the virtually non-existent Christian worship during the days of communism. And the numbers continue to increase.
So now the station's spreading to Kosovo. Kosovo's not the blank slate Albania was, but Radio 7 believes they'll still respond.
Even though it is much more staunchly Islamic in Kosovo, nevertheless, there is a great respect for the Albanian culture and the Albanian language as it is spoken inside of Albania proper. And so these broadcasts generally will be received, we believe, with a great deal of favorable outlook by people inside of Kosovo.
Pray that they would. Next, this month marks an exciting landmark in audio Bible translation. Faith Comes by Hearing's Bill Lohr explains.
What we have gotten to is our 500th language that we have recorded, and that basically means about 4.6 billion people speak those languages in the world today.
Billions of people, literate or not, can now potentially access Scripture. The 500 mark is also a significant step for the ministry.
The reason that's significant for us is that that puts us a quarter way to our goal, which is in 2016, we want to have 2,000 languages recorded, which will effectively be about 97% of the world's population.
Will you join them in reaching the world with the Word?
Everyone that really wants to fulfill God's great commission in our lifetime, we want them to be a part of Faith Comes by Hearing and working with us so that we can do that and get these languages recorded by 2016.
And finally, did you buy anything at 4 a.m. on Black Friday only to realize when you were more awake you didn't really need it? Why not return it and spend the money with care this Christmas season? Childcare Worldwide provides children with basic necessities every day, teaching them the gospel. But at Christmas, they do something special. For only $20, care packages will be sent with goodies from fruit to toys to blankets. Our website has details so you can join in. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler. Call 1-800-995-4828 today and tomorrow, the last 2 days to get it, or click on the God Smuggler link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.